Welcome to At the Library with your host, Diane Barker, local author and conference speaker. For comments and questions about today's program, call 423-878-6279 or email whcb@thelibrary@gmail.com.
Angie Heitch is a certified professional organizer and owner of Shipshape Solutions in Kingsport, Tennessee. She is a native of Kingsport, and she graduated from Sullivan South High School and Tennessee Tech University with a degree in biology. She earned a Master of Science from Emory University and worked as a pediatric physician assistant in inner city Atlanta, Georgia. Now she is into a different field completely. She is a professional organizer, and she is helping people bring order to their lives. We are so delighted to welcome Angie back to our program today.
Thank you, Diane.
We have been talking about your book, Unholy Mess. Oh my goodness, I wonder how many people can relate to that. Unholy Mess, What the Bible Says About Clutter. And I've really been looking forward to talking with you because I had read your articles in the Johnson City newspaper, and I was just interested in knowing how you got into this field. And of course, you explained in our previous interview that you just are an organizer. You were kind of born that way, and you enjoy helping people bring order to their lives. So I just wondered, you do workshops. Would you just do a little organization workshop for us today? And I guess that in doing that, you will talk about, as you have a chapter in your book called What is the Overall Organizing Process? So why don't we start there, and we'll just see where we go, okay?
All right, that sounds good. So I pretty much use the same basic three-step process no matter where I'm helping someone organize or organize my own stuff. But for the sake of illustration, to make it a little more concrete, I think I'll choose an area. So first of all, the three big steps in organizing, the first one is to declutter or reduce, get rid of everything that you don't love and use, and then arrange, figuring out the things that remain, what's the best way to have them stored or hung up or whatever. And then the last one is maintain, how to keep that order. So declutter, arrange, maintain. So I'm going to walk you through, because I'm sitting in my bedroom looking at the closet, I'm going to use the closet as a pretty frequent hot spot for people. So if you're going in, if you're going to be organizing your closet, I always start with kind of first taking a big bird's eye view and saying overall, okay, so what are the issues with this closet? What's working? What's not working? What's my vision for how I want it to be? And then once I kind of have a plan, then I go start with that first step, the declutter. This is the one that is the most important by far. In fact, if all you did for just about anywhere in your home or in your life was declutter, boy, you'd be making a big difference, because most of us just have way too much. So if I'm working in a closet, one important thing that I do, instead of just standing and kind of rifling through the hangers on the closet, I take them out, lay them on a table or the bed. There's something about seeing them in a different light, and it also forces you to individually examine and touch every single piece of clothing. So as I declutter, I'll bring a big stack of clothing out, put it on the table or the bed, and then I'll have the client just do a really quick high-level sort, touch every piece. And in a closet, you can use 4 F's to determine whether you're going to keep it in that closet. So F4, does it fit? Does it fit now? If it's only going to fit after you lose some weight, it doesn't mean you have to let it go, but it doesn't need to be taking up the prime real estate of your closet. So does it fit you now? F, does it feel good? Is it comfortable? If it's not, you're not going to wear it, so just let it go. 3, is it flattering? When you wear it, do you feel good? If you run into someone while wearing it, do you think, oh, well, I look pretty good? Or do you think, oh my gosh, I can't believe they saw me in that? And then the 4th F is fixing. Does something need fixed about it? is we can tend to have something hanging there for 5 years that, you know, needs to be hemmed or missing a button or whatever. If it needs fixing of some sort, pull it out and either decide, you know what, I'm never going to fix that, or put it somewhere so that you will fix it. So just one section at a time, one stack at a time, just do I love it? Do I use it? Does it match this? Does it work through those F's? So once you've gotten everything out that doesn't belong in there, then the arranging step two, arranging, then you're going to decide, okay, well, this is the way I had it before. Did that work? Was that functional? Most people probably arrange things in a closet by article of clothing, you know, all the short sleeve shirts together, long sleeve shirts together, pants together, dresses together. But there's lots of other ways to do it too. You could separate work clothing from casual clothing. You could do everything by color. You could do article of clothing and then color within that. There's lots of different ways. You know, what do you hang up versus what do you put in drawers? So think about what would be the primary, the optimum way to arrange the items that remain in there. And then the M, the maintain, the toughest one. So like for me, we moved from a big house to a very small loft. And so our clothing numbers came down because we have lots less space. And so I know for me to be able to maintain the level of crowdedness of this closet, which is at a really good level for me right now, if I buy something else has to go. So I have a one in, one out policy for anything that comes into this loft. And I also know that when I do the laundry and I actually go all the way to the end of the process, wash, dry, fold or hang up, and get it put back. That's a big part of it. I see people with like 20 baskets of clean laundry laying around their place. So put it back in its home and then have a policy for how you control what comes in. And probably you need some kind of a regular schedule for going through things. I think it's good to do it at the beginning of each season change. You know, when the weather, this is a good time now, the weather's turning warm, so you might want to go through all those cold weather clothing. Say, did I wear that this fall and winter? If I didn't, that's a good candidate to leave. So figuring out a plan for that maintenance. So that's kind of a basic declutter, arrange, maintain for a master closet. And like I said, you can use those same three steps, whether you're in a pantry or a bathroom, or even if you're figuring out your schedule, or it's very versatile.
Yes. Well, let's do two more things. I would like for you to attack a cluttered living space, and I would like for you to talk about decluttering our schedule. So let's start with the family room. And it's just got piles of magazines everywhere. It's got some jackets that need to be hung up. It's got food wrappers and just everything's just scattered and no order whatsoever. How can we start to bring order to this room?
Okay. So I'm assuming, well, no matter how many people are living in this place, everyone needs to be a part of this process because a family room is a shared space. So I would start by gathering all the people that are using this space and say, okay, let's look at this overall picture here. What's working in this space and what's not working? So things that are working might be, well, we keep the movies we still have, we keep them close to the TV and they're in order and that's working. Or the book that I'm currently reading is on this table and that's working. But what's not working, you might say, well, we've got, you know, piles of magazines and there's a bunch of toys that are supposed to be in the playroom and people are not throwing away their trash, or there's things in the floor and that's not good because we can't get around like we want to. So look at that big picture, what's working, what's not working. And then you're going to attack it by just going through those same basic three steps. So declutter, that you're going to do the easy stuff is going to be really quick. Let's gather trash. Let's gather things that have a home somewhere else in the house. And let's deliver them to that. Or let's look at all the stuff that's been laying here. These magazines have been here for years and nobody's read them. That can go into recycling. What's in here that nobody needs? let's put that stuff in a box or a bag and take it for donation. So then once you've gotten everything out that doesn't belong in the space, then you look at what's left and say, okay, arranging. The way we've got things now, is that working? Or is there a better spot for these things? And you kind of just look at each area. When I'm working in a room, it often helps to pick a corner and then go clockwise or counterclockwise around the room and kind of look at each area. How is this? Is this a good place for these things? Is there a better place? What's work? You know, and just go through that whole room, starting in a quarter, going all the way around. And then talk about your maintenance plan. Okay, so we've got it in good shape now. Now what are we going to do? How are we going to keep it this way? How can we have better habits on putting things away, putting the trash away, putting things back where they go? I think a super helpful maintenance, easy maintenance thing is to have every day 5-minute pickup. At some point in the day, we can turn a timer on, we can put music on, whatever, just boom, 5 minutes, gather trash, put stuff back where it goes, and do that really quick pickup. So that's a really good maintenance plan. And you might also say, okay, on the weekend when things are a little more relaxed, we'll spend a little more time than that if we didn't have time in the pickup to kind of put things back where they belong. So that would be my plan for a family room.
Those are great tips. Thank you. I was just thinking as you were talking that 5-minute pickup could really turn things around. You know, if we...
Oh, it is a game changer. I talk a lot in the book about how our daily habits are the real drivers of change. I mean, I love these big organizing sessions that are hours long where you pull everything out. I mean, I love that. But I'm telling you that what you do on a daily basis or don't do is going to make or break you. And just having a regular routine on dishes, laundry, and daily pickup, and also paper, mail and active paper, all four of those things are critical for order.
Yes, and your goal in establishing order is that our lives might glorify the Lord, that we will not be overcome by the clutter and disorganization in our lives, that we can really focus on fulfilling God's purpose for our lives. And so tell me, let's talk now about scheduling, because I think there are so many of us today who we're just frantic. I know for me, I keep a large calendar on my refrigerator, and I put every appointment or every commitment on there. And I learned that many years ago when my children were still home. Give us some tips for organizing our schedule and getting rid of the things that are not beneficial.
Yeah, so sometimes we have things on our calendar that they've been there for a long time, and we never really stop to think, I've been doing this, I've had this regular repeating event on my calendar for a long time. Does this match my priorities? Is this serving me well? Is this a good use of my time? It's amazing that when you stop to just reconsider, you may find out just because I've always done this doesn't mean I always have to do it. And I may have enjoyed it for a while, but I'm kind of over that. Or it's really taking too much time. I'd like to focus more on things that really use my passions and my abilities. And this is not one of them. So I think it's time to let that go. I think we have to take a really hard look at everything on our calendar. So many times, I'm like this too. I say yes to so many things because I don't want to upset people. And I feel like there's a need there. And so, yeah, I'll figure out a way to make it work. But then my family suffers if I'm too busy. My own mental health suffers when I'm too busy. I'm stressed out and I'm not good. I'm doing so much that I'm not good at any one thing because I've stretched myself too thin. So you have to take a really good look at everything on there. and decide, does that match my priorities?
For comments and questions about today's program, call 423-878-6279 or email us at whcb@thelibrary@gmail.com. For more information about the host, Diane Barker, visit dianebarker.com. Join us again next time for At the Library.